This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 23, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A U.S. Army UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter went down north of Baghdad early Wednesday, killing the 14 soldiers on board. According to the official U.S. military statement, quote, two UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters were on a night operation when one of the aircraft crashed. Initial indications are that the aircraft experienced a mechanical malfunction. There were no indications of hostile fire, unquote. CNN reports all on board the stricken Black Hawk were members of the Army's Task Force Lightning and included 4 crew members and 10 passengers. The Army is investigating. The explosion that blew apart a China Airlines 737-800 on Monday while it taxied to its gate at Okinawa's Naha Airport may have been provoked by a massive fuel leak from the jet's right engine. The explosion occurred just moments after all passengers and flight crew were evacuated via the inflatable chutes. Hiromi Tsurumi, a spokesman for Japan's Aircraft and Railway Accidents Investigation Commission, suggested, quote, from the size and intensity of the fire, we may be looking at a very large fuel leak, unquote. There have also been media reports there was damage to the pylon connecting the engine to the wing, which could have punctured a fuel pipe and caused the initial fire. Japanese, Taiwanese, and U.S. aviation experts have joined together as an investigative team. Boeing says it's sending an investigator to Japan as well. Officials praised the pilots for the quick evacuation. Another China Airlines plane, this one an Airbus A330, was forced to divert to an airport in western Japan on Wednesday when the pilot radioed he had insufficient fuel on board to wait out a temporary runway closure at his intended destination. The Associated Press reports that the plane, with 163 people on board, was headed to Chubu in central Japan when that airport's runway was closed for about a half hour due to a minor incident involving another plane. The China Airlines flight diverted to Kansai, about 125 miles away, where it reportedly landed shortly before 9 p.m. and was refueled for the return to Chubu. China Airlines officials in Taipei have not commented. The National Transportation Safety Board says it will investigate last week's runway incursion at California's Los Angeles International Airport, in which two airliners may have missed each other by less than 40 feet. As ANN reported on August 16th, about 1 p.m. local time, WestJet 900, a Boeing 737, and Northwest Airlines Flight 180, an Airbus A320, almost collided at LAX, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The NTSB says the WestJet flight landed on runway 24 right, exited the runway, and held between the parallel runways as directed by the tower. However, without authorization, the WestJet crew changed radio frequencies and contacted ground control. The ground controller assumed the plane had been cleared to cross runway 24 left and provided instructions for the WestJet flight to taxi to its gate. The tower controller was still expecting the WestJet flight to hold and cleared the Northwest flight to take off on runway 24 left. The ground controller then realized that the WestJet crew had not been instructed to cross runway 24 left and ordered it to stop. According to the FAA, the WestJet plane crossed the hold short line for runway 24 left, and the two aircraft came within 37 feet as the Northwest flight crossed directly in front of the 737 during its takeoff roll. The board notes that the airport movement area safety system at LAX was operational at the time, but it's unknown whether it was activated. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Britain scrambles fighters to intercept a Russian reconnaissance plane. ATC errors in Memphis. Are they caused by understaffing or not? And Boeing outsources the jobs of 149 IT employees. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with John Cudahy about his job as president of the International Council of Air Shows. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.